1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's go! Beaming to you from the Plastic Microphone Studios, deep in the heart of Cajun country, this is Fave 5 from Fans. I'm your host, Jamie Ray, and this is episode number 115. Today, I've invited the OG guest himself, Uncool Chuck, back to the Plastic Microphone Studios on location to discuss our five favorite portrayals by the King, Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley.
That's it.
And Chuck has been a huge fan of Elvis for years and years, more years than me.
Because I'm a little bit older. You
know? Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that's a few years.
And so we've talked about this, and this is one of two episodes I'm going to be doing focusing on Elvis, probably three actually when I think about it, because I want to do music too. I want to do portrayals of Elvis.
Okay.
By actors, you know.
There's a lot of them.
There are. Portrayals by Elvis, which is what we're talking about. And then, of course, we're going to have to do a Fave 5 actual songs of Elvis.
Yes, there's a lot of those.
Yes, yes. But today, we're going to talk about those times that the King was up on the big screen.
Yep.
So, Chuck, welcome back to the show, or thank you for having me here in Big Bad Opelousas this recording.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm back.
So what's been going on in your life?
Oh, same old, soccer. Getting ready for soccer season. Getting ready for tennis season. Same mm-hmm. old.
Yeah, yeah. Getting ready for Christmas.
Getting ready for Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be right around, I think we would have, by the time this comes out, it'll just have been past Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So February. I'm going to expect some candy and chocolate from you, okay?
All right. I should be in tennis season by then.
All right. Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
Well, so tell me a little bit about what you did to make this list.
I actually forgot we were doing this show today.
You didn't have to bring that up.
So I got on the computer and crammed and came up with five of my favorite movies and portrayals. So mine's more of my best movies and stuff like that. And I'm sure you're going to do a lot of portrayal instead of the movies.
I'm going to do the movies too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I wanted to just call it something, you know, because when you say Elvis movies, well, we're talking about the movies by Elvis or the movies of Elvis. So this one, like I said, I'm also just, we're going to talk about the actual movies that he was in.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. He made 31 movies, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have that on your list.
Hey, you don't know what's on mine, you know. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were all musicals except one.
Yeah?
Or, yeah, I think one. Yeah, one. That was, what was that?
You got me.
I forgot the name of it.
This is.
Oh, yeah. Charo. I forgot. Charo. The only movie he did not sing in.
Really? I didn't know he didn't sing in that.
Yeah, they played his song over the credits, I think toward the end or at the beginning. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think the reason he got it in movies, too, because when he was a child, he worked at a movie theater as an usher, and it kind of got him interested in doing movies.
Right, right. And that's the one he wears a beard.
Yes, only movie. Yep. I have that on my list.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, so you don't have any honorable mentions?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Of course, man.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. So
okay. He made 31 movies.
Okay.
My honorable mentions are all of them. I love Elvis movies, no matter how boring, no matter how much singing goes on. I will watch them over and over and over.
Yeah.
So all of them. I love them all.
All right.
So I had to pick five. It was hard.
It was hard.
Yes.
So did you pick five or did you pick seven?
I picked five.
Okay.
I want to stick to your rules.
All right. You know. All right.
Do it the right way, because we'd probably be on air for, like, you know, 3 hours.
And how many of these movies do you own?
I think I own just about all of them. I might be missing two or three or four, yeah. You know. I
like think. The early ones or just random ones?
Just random, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep. But I own most of them.
Good. Well, I mean, there's so much information out there on Elvis. We don't have to go into all of his stuff. But is there anything from his history that you wanna maybe pinpoint before we get down on our list?
Well, I know he wanted to be an actor, and he really enjoyed making his first 5, 6, 7 movies. You know, after that, he got kind of sick of making movies because the studio only wanted him to sing in every movie and every scene.
Yeah.
And he really didn't like that. And he was a really good actor. He was kind of rare of an actor. And when he got a chance to prove it, he proved it. He was really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Cool. All right. Well, listen, yeah. I am ready to just push it all to the side because I know that you're going to talk a lot about his movies. So
sure.
I think I don't have any honorable mentions. I'll be honest. I stuck to just 5.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I love his performances. I love certain things, but I'm not a huge movie fan of his. So I stuck to my 5.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to hear your number 5 favorite.
Number 5. All right. Are we ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
Girls, Girls, Girls.
I'm liking where you're going already.
It was released November 21st, 1962.
Uh-huh.
And it had also a title, besides Girls, 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 the title was A Girl in Every Port.
Mm-hmm.
That was Elvis. One of the stars was Stella Stevens from Nutty Professor, you know, and Laurel Goodwin from Star Trek The Cage.
The Cage.
Yep, she was in there.
She was a young yeoman, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, the one that followed the captain around. Uh-huh. Yes, definitely. This movie grossed $7,800,000.
Wow.
It was filmed in Hawaii, which Elvis loved. He filmed a lot of his movies in Hawaii, and a lot of those are my favorite, but they're not on my list. He loved Hawaii. He loved going there. One of the blooper scenes, it was a scene, his name is Ross in the movie, goes from wearing no socks, and then he's walking through the living room, whatever, and all of a sudden he's got socks on. So that was a little blooper to add.
That's funny.
And it was the only feature of Elvis's to be nominated for a Golden Globe Award.
Okay.
You know, so that's pretty cool.
And so in it, he plays a fisherman, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and a singing fisherman.
Yes, of course. You know, he has to be a singer. It was probably his best movie as a singer and a dancer.
Okay.
He really laid it all out on the line. His songs were great. His dancing was great. Better than pretty much any other movie. So,
12 musical numbers at all.
12. Yeah, I think the hit song was I Don't Want to Be Tied. That was the one he was electrifying. I'm reading this off my list. It was an electrifying number. Better than Return to Sender, which was another good song. And it was a big seller, you know.
Okay.
Come On Everybody. I don't know if you remember that
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that one. Viva Las Vegas. Those are the hits, but this was better than those.
I don't know.
And they said, you know, Stella Stevens was really cool in the movie. She was a cool chick.
Cool chick, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. His acting was unusually strong in this film. He was good in other roles, but especially this one, he was a really good actor. Really came out. The director brought out great things in him. The scenes with Jeremy Slate, that was another one of the stars in the movie, were particularly entertaining. The character was in a fix financially, and Elvis had to dodge, you know, suits the role. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I will have to pairy that one with my number 5.
Okay.
Which is his 4th role. As an angry and confused young man, this movie probably got some of his best reviews as an actor. I'm talking about the Paramount film from 1958, King Creole.
Ah.
It's filmed in black and white.
Yes.
Yes. Elvis got reviews from Billboard magazine. Quote, Elvis Presley can act.
Unquote. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which I guess it surprised several people because up to that point, he was still kind of a, not an oddity, but, you know, he was still very young in his career.
Right, right.
And some of the earlier movies, I believe he did a Western, I think. So this was a really good way for him to get up and do... do his performances to show people,
right, you know, that he could,
right,
act. He could be a leading man.
Yeah, and the storyline for this one was a little slow at parts, but the songs from this movie. Now, are you familiar with this one?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's, believe it or not, it's on my list.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, I'll tell you what. I won't say anything more about it.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Elvis at this time was 23.
Oh, 23. I did not have that.
Yeah, and they, and of course they, a lot of critics said that this is where he kind of peaked.
Okay.
I, on the other hand, disagree. A lot of the rest of my movies came after this film.
Right.
I prefer my Elvis to be a rapscallion. You know, to be going after the girls.
Yes.
And so while this one, he did act a lot in this one, that's why it's number five.
Okay.
All right.
That's so, cool.
Anyway.
Gotcha.
So, gotcha. King Creole. So let us now switch back and hear your number four.
Number four. All right. Like I'd mentioned earlier, Charo. His only Western, the only one you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was released March 13th, 1969. It was also titled, besides Charo, it was titled Come Hell, Come Sundown.
Oh.
So that's a pretty good title. Let me read a little biopsy on it. I didn't do that on the first one. His glory days as a criminal, Jess Wade, trying to go straight. He finds it a lot easier said than done. He gets framed for a theft by a former partner, Vince. Being hunted down by everyone, Jess has to go to the ends of the earth to clear his name and save a small town.
And get a shave.
And get a shave. Yeah, it's the only movie where he has a beard. So it's pretty cool to see that.
Yeah.
It starred Victor French from Little House on the Prairie as the bad guy, Vince.
Okay.
And James Seeking from Star Trek III.
Really?
Yeah, he was in it. Yep.
Wow.
Again, it's the only movie where he had a beard, and it cost $105 million to make.
Wait, $100?
No, $1.5 million. I'm sorry.
$1.5 million. Okay.
Not $100 million. Those movies didn't exist yet. $1.5 million to make. The one person they offered this movie to turned it down. And Elvis's portrayal of this character kind of shadows what this actor would have done.
Oh, yeah?
It was Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
he turned it down. He turned down the part. He didn't want to do it.
And you know, he can sing, too.
Clint?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not as well as Elvis could, but I'd be interested if they'd have changed the movie to not have all the songs in it, if it would have been a straightforward Western.
I think it would have been a straightforward Western with Clint Eastwood. I don't think he would have sang a song to the camera.
You never know.
Yeah, the poster tagline, you know, every movie has a tagline. On his neck, he wore the band of a killer. On his hip, he wore vengeance.
What did he wear on his heart?
They didn't say. Yeah, they left that part out. But overall, it was a good movie. Elvis did a good job as a serious actor. You know, he did not sing in it. They played his song. I think he sang the title song, but over the credits.
Oh, okay.
He did not stop on his horse and start singing a song while he's going after the bad guy, which would have happened in all his other movies.
Yeah.
You know, he did not sing, and he loved that. He loved it.
Just doing the straight acting. Yeah, he didn't get much chance to do that.
No, definitely not.
Oh, that's a good one.
Definitely.
Again, black and white, right?
Black and white.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get to what his first colored one was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good one.
Thank you, sir. Right.
So my number four has to be good, too. And if it's not good, we're going to have trouble.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Because I am talking about 1957's.
Oh, early.
Jailhouse Rock.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yes. His third film. Again, you know, you get so many different reviews. So a lot of people talk about this film being one of his best acting roles.
Yes.
A troubled youth who went to jail for manslaughter, I think it was.
I think he accidentally killed a man.
Yeah. And then he comes out and he's trying to live his life right, to become a pop star.
Yes.
It had Judy Tyler, Mickey Shaughnessy in it. It was, again, a black and white film. It did have a tragic story where they talk about Elvis afterwards refused to watch the movie because Judy Tyler, who was one of the actresses in it, died July 3rd, 57, just 3 days after filming had been complete.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So he didn't go to see the movie premiere.
Oh.
And supposedly never watched it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So has some, of course, Jailhouse Rock being, you know, one of the most familiar, has one of my all-time personal favorite songs called You're So Square.
Okay.
Okay, you familiar with that song?
Yes, I am.
So, of course, this is going to come up. We used to go to a Mexican restaurant every Tuesday, and they had what we called the Mexican Elvis impersonator. So okay. He was not Mexican, but because we were a Mexican, it was a really great guy, this just a really super guy named JB. And he would sing, you know, really had the look, you know.
Was he the big Elvis?
Or no,
was
he Elvis? He was probably the very early 60s Elvis.
Okay, that's a good look.
Yeah, he had a very good look to him. I'm going to probably put a picture in this.
Okay.
Tragically, he was murdered.
Wow.
Not to go too much into it, but someone broke into their house.
Okay.
To abduct his grandson. And he, in the defense of his little grandson, was shot.
Wow. That's
and
tragic.
Died. It really was. He was an amazing fella. We brought Miss Massa, Tina's mother, once. She got so excited. She was like, come. And he'd come over and was singing to her. She gave him a little kiss, you know.
Awesome.
And he was so sweet and so nice. And he, you know, so he would always play You're So Square.
Did he throw the little bandanas off?
No.
His wipe his sweat? And
he did throw the bandanas.
I guess COVID put
it in. He would have. But anyway, I Want to Be Free and Treat Me Nice.
Oh, yeah. I remember that song. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So, anyway, and of course, it's iconic, the role where they sing Jailhouse Rock, and you've got them all in, you know, costumes at this point. Yes. Because it's like a production number.
Yes.
But
is that the one? I forgot if that's the one where the old man signed a contract with him in jail.
I think it was in jail. Yeah.
When he got out, Elvis said, if I make it big, you're going to be 50-50 partners.
Yes.
And he made it big, and the old guy got out of jail. And they weren't 50-50 partners. And the old guy was upset.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's a good one. I don't remember that part of it.
That might be another movie. I'm
it thinking could of. Be. I don't know. You got me there. Now I'm scratching my head. I'll be honest. I haven't rewatched it in a while. But I just remember that, you know, he got out of jail. And then, you know, he went to make it big, and then they're doing the Jailhouse Rock number again, you know.
Yes.
So it was a good one.
And they were doing it like somebody was filming them, right?
It was a production type deal.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, I read somewhere Gene Kelly had actually visited the set the day that they were filming
that
scene.
Cool.
And he's like, you know, off stage watching Elvis do the dance.
What if he gave him some pointers?
I don't know.
Gene Kelly some pointers.
No, I bet you Gene Kelly gave him some pointers.
You're probably so.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people who did not like this film because of his bad boy portrayal.
Okay.
You know, but, I mean, he really wanted to be an actor. Yes. So, as an actor, you're going to want to try different things and do different roles.
That's why he got so sick of doing movies toward the late 60s, you know, early 70s. He was just doing the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, so he wanted to break it up. You know, this was a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer film.
Okay.
I don't have anything about how much money it made, which is funny because I usually do all that stuff, but look at you coming in with it. So as a matter of fact, I think I'm just going to kick back, put my heels up, and listen to what your number three is.
Number three. Okay. Elvis did a lot of movies with car racing and all that. This is one of them. It's called Speedway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In color. It was released June 7th, 1968, like 2 years before he quit making movies. The budget, again, was $1.5 million. I don't know how much it made, but it was $1.5 million. Read a synopsis on it. All right, I'm going to do a synopsis. With his poor bookkeeping, stock car driver Steve Grayson, that was his name, ended up owing a lot of taxes, and it hampers his ability to continue to race because he owed so much money to the government. Starring in this movie, well, you know, Bill Bixby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an Incredible Hulk.
Hopefully he didn't make him mad.
No. Bixby actually starred in a couple of Elvis movies as his buddy.
Yeah.
And Nancy Sinatra, the daughter of Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Her boots were made for walking.
They were. Gail Gordon from I Love Lucy, Lucy's Show, right? Yeah.
The Lucy Show. Yeah, I think so.
And William Shatner from Star Trek again. The movie was also known as Potluck.
Mm.
Pretty cool name.
Good name.
In this movie, Nancy Sinatra sings one of her own songs. Usually Elvis does all the songs. There's really nobody else. She sings one of her own songs, which is included in an Elvis album, making it the first and only song by another artist to be released on an Elvis album. It was the only one. So pretty cool. During filming, Nancy Sinatra also fell madly in love with Elvis. She was like a puppy dog following a bone.
Who wouldn't?
She was super in love with him. One of the bloopers in the bar, you see a band playing in the background. They have all their guitars and everything. If you notice, none of their guitars are plugged in. They're just free.
Oh, they were wireless, man. They were ahead of their time.
Maybe so. I don't have any final how much money this one made, but I'm sure it wasn't too much, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good movie. Nancy Sinatra did a really good job with a lot of stars, you know, Bixby and Gail and William, a lot of stars. So he was spreading the wealth in this movie.
Yeah. Wow. So I see that this is the one I remember that he had that powder blue helmet on.
Yes.
So he was a stock car driver.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Long distance, not in a track. It was a long distance.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like you said, Bill Bixby, man, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the other movies that he was in?
I think, I want to say Viva Las Vegas, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember Viva Las Vegas.
Okay. I had it.
That's okay. I want to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine. He was definitely in at least one more movie with Elvis.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I believe you.
Well, you can put it in post-production.
There you go. Okay, well, stop right here. You slowly say every Elvis movie that he was ever in, and then I'll record it and put it right there so it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
That's cool.
There we go.
You may name every movie. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Love Me Tender.
All right, so instead, why don't we go to my number three?
All right.
And I'll give you... I'll have a blue Hawaii movie.
Love it.
That's how it goes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
blue
how it goes.
Blue Hawaii. Yeah, well, you might have added a few words, but that's
maybe
okay.
So.
That's okay.
So after arriving back from Hawaii from the army, which, you know, we knew Elvis served to.
Oh, yeah.
Chad Gates defies his parents' wishes for him to work at the family business and instead goes to work as a tour guide at his girlfriend's agency.
Oh, with the helicopter flying and all that? Yeah.
So his parents had like a fruit business where they would, you know, I guess it was pineapples and stuff like that. And he just didn't, he didn't want to do that. He instead wanted to go with his girlfriend, the beautiful Joan Blackman.
Joan Blackman.
Yeah. And she was in several movies, including Kid Galahad.
Okay.
Yeah. So Angela Lansbury.
Yes, as his mom.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you've also got Nancy Walters, and the dad was Roland Winters.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so this was filmed on location for a good bit of it in Hawaii. Elvis, as we all know, loved Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the comeback was from there, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So he filmed at, I'm going to butcher this. Well, he Oahu, Kauai.
Kauai.
Yeah. And, well, so there's like Coconut Coast,
yes.
Kuio Highway, the Polynesian Culture Center, all up and down. Oahu. And then, of course, in the studio.
You think at Paramount Studios. Ever ran into the Magnum P.I.?
I don't know, but that would have been cool. Maybe they ran into him.
Hawaii 5-0.
I bet you Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. So this actually had a $2 million estimated bonus. There wasn't a lot of information on most of the Elvis's box office.
Yes.
Yeah.
None, hardly.
Yeah. So really fun movie, really beautiful locations. I mean, I've never gone there. I would love to see some of that. Of course, Blue Hawaii is, you know, one of the most obviously familiar ones.
Oh, yeah.
Almost Always True, No More. Of course, Can't Help. I'm not going to sing Can't Help Falling in Love.
Falling in Love, yeah.
I would. Yeah. I really would.
They took advantage of the location, man.
Oh,
they,
my God.
Beautiful scenes, the beaches, the mountains.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's a lot of fun. You know, I like that you're bringing up goofs. Every time that they show the travel agency, the traffic outside the window has a blue Ford Falcon and a white Ford convertible moving from the same spot.
Oh.
So if you like watch it, it's like they're parked there every time and they leave.
Every time they go to that scene, the car's there.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
That's cool. Cool.
But yeah, definitely one that I would love to have Ben act to see. I mean, it's really cool.
Yes.
And they say when you're watching Elvis play the ukulele, Chad, when they're watching Chad play the ukulele, he never switches like,
but
it switches chords as he's playing.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, okay.
Pre-recorded.
He's Elvis. We're going to give him that.
Pre-recorded. That's
so
awesome.
You like that one? Is that one on your list too?
I think it is. I think it's like number 7 or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So you have any memories of that one?
Oh, Blue Hawaii. No, just the scenery, the girls, the beaches, Elvis having fun. I think, like I said, most of them, he was sick of singing, but I think this one, I think he had fun doing it.
Yeah. Know?
He looked like he was having fun.
Yeah.
Or it's just he knows he's getting a big paycheck again. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. He's in Hawaii. How could he not be having fun, you know? Yes.
I don't know if this is the movie where he was in his bathroom before going to the set to film, and he fell and hit his head on the porcelain sink.
No.
It was one of the movies. I'm not sure. And he had to go to the hospital, and they prescribed some painkillers. That was the beginning of his downfall because he got hooked on those painkillers and the rest of his life was just falling down. Yeah, he had hurt his head pretty bad.
Wow, I did not know that. All right, well,
yes,
it is time for your penultimate choice.
Oh,
that's
man.
My $5 word that I have to use every episode.
Oh, I understand. You get paid $5 each time?
No.
You have to pay $5.
I paid $5 for it.
Okay, every time you use it?
No, just once.
Oh, well, then you got a deal.
So I have to use it every time.
Okay, you got a deal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, otherwise, it's just a waste.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. You know. Exactly. Okay, number 2. We already went over this one. King Creole.
King Creole.
1958.
So why is it your number two?
It had Elvis. I think this was like one of the first times he really stepped out of himself to become a serious actor. You know, he took this seriously. That and takes place in New Orleans, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You know, right down the road from us. Believe it or not, this movie only grossed $1,050.
What?
That's what it said. $1,050. That's not a lot of money. Another title for it was A Stone for Donnie Fisher. Whatever that means.
Okay.
He flunked graduating twice. This kid flunked graduating twice, needing cash, takes a job singing at the King Creole nightclub, which is the cleanest nightclub in New Orleans. All the other ones were kind of shabby, you know?
Yeah.
He needs to help his unemployed father, who's Walter Matthau, make money so they can live.
Yes.
There's a rival guy that owns a club down the street that's been trying to get him to go sing at his club. He gets involved with hoods and store owners. His girlfriend, Nellie, helps him out. The bad guy would always be on Elvis. He would always come after him, trying to get him to go sing at his place. So Nellie was trying to help him not take that life of crime, try to go down a different road. Again, the store with Walter Matthau from Odd Couple and a million movies. You know,
Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears, one of the best. Carolyn Jones from Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Vic Morrow from The Twilight Zone.
Oh, really?
The one that was killed during making The Twilight Zone. And Raymond Bailey from Beverly Hillbillies.
Get out.
Mr. Drysdale, yeah.
She's awesome.
Oh, yes. After Elvis died, they interviewed Matthau about what he thought of Elvis making the movie with him. He said, you know, all these people criticize him, but this kid is bright. He's intelligent. He's not a punk. He said that. He said he's sophisticated, refined, and he's a really good actor.
So, wow. That's awesome. Good. He had the typical cigar smoking too, right? Chomping on that cigar.
Always. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I guess I better come hard with mine then.
Oh.
My number two, my penultimate choice.
Your penultimate?
Used it twice now, I feel better.
Okay.
Is actually his last role.
A Change of Habit?
A Change of Habit.
You're kidding.
Good job.
You're kidding.
No.
That's the one I like the least.
Really?
Yes. Well,
see, that's what I love about this show, and I'm fixing to tell you why. Mary Tyler Moore. No, and I shouldn't say it's her, because it's not the reason, but the chemistry that she and Elvis have in this movie. First of all, just the movie's name.
Yes.
I mean, the movie's plot itself,
yes.
You know, inner city doctor trying to, you know, and these three nuns come down at the very beginning of the movie, and not in a sexual way, but strip down out of their habits and all of that stuff,
yes.
Change of habit,
yes.
Into their work clothes, and then go down into the inner city to try to make things better. And first of all, we can't not talk about his character's name. Do you remember what his character's name is?
Oh, man. You got me on that one. I was reading it earlier. I forgot.
It's Dr. John Carpenter.
Yes. Yes.
So I know a lot of people will pan this movie.
Right.
I found, though, that it was a movie kind of like, I guess maybe the way you kind of feel about Charo.
Yes.
Is that it was really more of an acting role for him.
Yes.
And the songs in the movie are played kind of by him as a part of when he's like in a, I know at one part he's like at a party or
he'll whip out the guitar.
Exactly. You know, so it kind of made a little more sense. And the three nuns all had their own, I don't want to say agendas because it puts kind of a dark taint to it, but they all had their their things they wanted right. to try was, to get done.
Was Whoopi Goldberg one of those nuns?
No. No. Okay. No, but the three nuns were Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
Barbara McNair.
Okay.
And Jane Elliott.
Okay.
And Barbara McNair was also in a movie called Stiletto, and she was also in I Spy, the series, with Bill Cosby and...
Robert Culp.
Robert Culp, exactly.
Yes.
And then Jane Elliott, who was the other sister, was... she was in All My Children for a few years, Days of Our Lives. But, you know, by and far from me, it was Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes, she was cool. She was just starting to become the Mary Tyler Moore that we know.
Right. Because this movie was filmed in 69, and Mary Tyler Moore started in 1970. So a lot of people may say that this was kind of a springboard for them to see, you know, how good of an actress she could be. And again, he had two more movies come out after this, but they were all performance movies.
Right.
They weren't his acting roles. So for me, I don't know why, but I've always liked this movie. I'll say that it's slow in a lot of places.
Yes, that's what I find.
I'm not going to disagree with that. But that makes it feel more like a... Not that the other movies weren't. But it makes it feel like it was more of a true film and a true display of his acting.
Right. And in this movie, all the other movies, he played a military guy, a race car driver, a helicopter pilot, you know, a singer. This one, he played a doctor. Which is... unusual.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool.
And he couldn't, he couldn't get the girl.
Yes.
You know, type deal.
Yes.
So anyway, I just, like I said, I've always loved it. It's one of the few movies that I have from him on VHS. I still have a VHS copy and I have a DVD of it. The movie itself had a budget. Let me see where to put this in my notes.
It's probably low, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And for Mary Tyler's resume, just to say she was in an Elvis movie, that's great.
Yeah, you know? She was opposite Elvis.
Yeah.
Not just in his movie, you know?
Yeah, co-star.
So, you know, she and this movie's a little more of an adult style movie.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, there's not a lot of singing and, you know, clapping everywhere. But anyway, really enjoyed it. That's my number two, Change of Habit.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. So we're down to it. So I'm really, really, really interested if our number ones are going to be the same.
I don't think so, but...
All right. Well, we're going to find out.
Here we go.
Go ahead and give me your favorite portrayal by Elvis.
By Elvis in
a
movie.
On the silver screen.
Yes, sir. Flaming Star.
No way.
Is that yours?
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's another of his westerns, right?
He only did two. I thought it was just one, but yeah, he did two westerns. It came out in February 6th of 1961. It was real early.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a gross for this one, $4,400,000.
Wow.
So it made pretty good money.
Yeah.
It's a movie about two cultures. Elvis is half Native American, half white guy, you know, on the Texas, West Texas border, I believe. He had mixed blood. His name was Pacer, I think, right? He tries to act as a peacemaker between the Flaming Star of Death and another group. It pulls him into this deadly violence thing. You know, he's fighting the whole time. Do I want to be a white man or do I want to be a Native American man?
Right.
And people hate him on both sides.
Yeah, of course.
So he's fighting both ways to be the man in the middle who tries to calm everybody down, the two sides that hate each other. He's trying to calm them down. So it took a lot of good acting by Elvis this time. Another good shot. I do believe he did sing in this one, though. He didn't sing in Charo, but he did sing in this one. I think it was around a campfire, maybe.
Okay, well, again.
It kind of, works into the thing. It was $4,400,000 is pretty good for an Elvis movie, you know, to make that kind of movie. His co-star was Barbara Eden from
Really? Okay, I've seen clips of this then.
Okay.
I remember the Barbara Eden one.
Yeah, I Dream of Jeannie. She was awesome looking.
I'm always going to say Harper Valley PTA, but go right ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit before then. Steve Forrest from one of your Star favorite, Trek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of your favorite TV series.
Yeah.
SWAT.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 70s. Yeah, and Richard Jekyll. I forgot. Yeah, you know the name, Richard Jekyll. He was in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I forgot what name was in. But he was in a, lot of stuff. Yeah, everything.
He was in that one movie and then that other movie that was really good. And then the one
he did after that.
And then the TV show that he was in.
Yeah.
He was a guest star, but still, he was really great.
Yeah, was it made for TV movie or was it a TV show? Yeah.
I can't really remember.
Elvis was so good in this one that he was inducted into a Native American tribe. Because of this movie. They really? Liked it. They loved it. And usually they don't like the portrayals of themselves. Because we would always make them, you know, he's the Indian, you know. But he's a Native American. Yeah. So they inducted him in. He was an official tribe member.
That's awesome.
This movie was also known as Flaming Lance.
I think there's an ointment for that.
Oh, you have it too?
All right, I'm cutting that out. But anyway.
One of the bloopers in this movie is Elvis is fighting with a Native American.
Okay.
And the Native American shoots 3 arrows into his back.
Into his back?
Into his back.
Oh, man.
As Elvis falls down, he falls onto his stomach.
Okay.
And the Native American is going to scalp him. So he grabs him by the arm, flips him over, and Elvis has a gun. The arrows didn't really hurt him.
Oh,
To kill the Native American. But as he flips him, the arrows miraculously disappeared.
They probably burned up.
There were no arrows in his back.
That's what it was to say. It's like they burned so quickly back then.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was. That was the only blooper. It might have been more, but typical of movies. You know, all the bloopers. But it was a good movie. The tagline for this one on the theater poster. They all had taglines. The white man's song is on his lips. But an India war cry is in his heart. You were asking about the heart.
Uh-huh.
Indian war cry.
See, you know? I knew it was somewhere.
Yes. but another good
Not
movie.
Even on my radar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you have to watch it.
I will.
I'll have to go watch it again myself. But again, another movie where Elvis could step out of himself and act.
Right.
You know, he loved the seriousness, you know, the Clint Eastwood kind of movie. He loved doing that. And I wish I'd gave him more chances. You know, Linda Ronstadt. Is it Ronstadt?
I'm not sure where you're going.
I don't know. They offered him the movie of a... I forgot the name of the movie now.
You tell the best stories, man.
Oh, I know, man. That's why you have me on so often. A Star is Born, back in the 70s.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've heard that. Barbara Streisand.
She wanted him to be
instead of Chris Christopherson.
And it was Christopherson won an Academy Award for it.
Yeah.
Elvis could have won an Academy Award, but Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Stuck his hand in it and said, nope, not doing it. And Elvis really wanted, it broke his heart that he could not do that movie and come back into the movies as a real star.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It broke his heart.
Who knows what that would have done for him?
It would have been great.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
Wow.
But Colonel Parker.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What's that?
I'm going to give you my favorite Elvis movie.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
And there is probably, you could probably even guess what my favorite movie is. Would you like to take a guess?
Let's see. Blue Hawaii.
Nope.
Is it early?
It's 1964.
64.
He plays another race car
Roustabout?
Driver. No.
Close.
And it co-starred Anne Margaret.
Oh, Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. Now, different for all of the reasons that I like Change of Habit for my number two, the seriousness of it, the way that it really portrays as a movie, are not any of the reasons why I love Viva Las Vegas.
Yes.
Okay. I love Viva Las Vegas because it's campy, because of Anne Margaret. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was
beautiful in this movie.
Yes.
The whole scene where her and Elvis are singing, "Everybody clap your hands."
Oh, yes.
You know, and she's doing that thing at the end where she's whipping her hair around going, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was a good one.
You know, it was surreal because, I mean, come on. Seriously? But, and then you've got people like William Demarest. From oh. My Three Sons, the one who plays her dad, Mr. Martin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Uncle Charlie.
Yes, and then Cesar Donova, who is the tall, dark, handsome count who has his you know, super fine car and all of that.
Oh, yes.
And it's just, you know, it's just a fun, fun movie. You've got Nick Blair, who plays Shorty, who's his friend, his head mechanic and everything. And it's,
yes,
you know,
yes.
It's just a fun, you want to root for him. Even though he's brash and very full of himself.
Right.
It's fun.
Yeah, and it has one of the best songs, Viva Las Vegas. Oh, that was... awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And you know, he keeps changing. You know, there's that one time where he like dresses up like the waiters at the hotel to bring the food to them. And it's just, I don't know. I absolutely just love this film for all the reasons that make Elvis movies fun.
Right. And this one, which made it great also, is the chemistry between him and Anne Margaret. The chemistry was really good.
Yeah.
When he was doing his movie with Nancy Sinatra, no chemistry. They hated each other.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So I did find that this was his, and I couldn't get an actual number on it.
Okay.
But this movie was his highest grossing film. It eclipsed the previous highest grossing film, which was Blue Hawaii.
I think it was $7,800,000.
Okay. This was about $500,000 more that it made. It earned more distribution of
more theaters,
than A Hard Day's Night had been.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know I had it. It says it grossed $9.4 million.
That's a lot of money back
in 60s. That's a lot of money.
That's awesome.
They never released the soundtrack for it.
Oh, really?
And they didn't say why. They released singles.
Most of his movies had albums.
I know, you know? And you can see Terry Garr dancing in the background of What I Say, which is just crazy to
think. They said that was her first movie role. And believe it or not, she appeared in four more movies as a background actress.
Really?
Four more Elvis movies.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
So this movie also, certain theaters put Anne Margaret's name, because you know it was used to be they would put her name above Elvis's name because she was such a big draw too.
Yes, that was almost on my list. That's why I know so much about it.
Their chemistry was so good in this movie because they started dating, and they dated for almost a year.
Wow.
Yes.
That's right? Awesome.
Geez, interesting fact: of all of the casinos that you see, there's only six of them left in operation.
Original.
Yeah, the original ones.
Wow.
They've all been replaced after that.
Wow.
Both Anne Margaret and Elvis would later on go to Vegas as headliners.
Yes. You know? Toward the end of his career. Mm-hmm, he stayed at that hotel singing for years.
I know. That's crazy, huh?
Was this his only Vegas movie? I think, huh?
I don't know. It certainly had an impact on him, though.
Yeah.
You know, because he came back and had a residency for a long time.
Like you said, everything in this movie fit together and made it a great movie. You know, Vegas and all, it was great.
Yeah. So you see a lot of his band members and stuff in this movie, because did you know that Glenn Campbell was one of the guitarists
really
in What I Say and Viva Las Vegas?
Wow.
Yeah, you know? This one just had a lot of stuff.
It did.
About it. It's one of the shortest films, if not the shortest, of all of his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's, of course, the unofficial theme song of Vegas. You hear it in commercials, all the stuff.
Was it a little red car that he would drive in this one?
I think it was silver.
Silver, okay.
I think it was silver, yeah. Okay. Tony Basil, you know, of, hey, Mickey, you're
yeah,
so fine.
Yeah,
she's the little girl in the red dress in the song What I Say.
Wow.
You know, just tons of stuff
Six
in
Degrees
this
of Kevin Bacon.
Right. Red West is in there.
Okay, yeah, okay. Red.
Uncredited. And let's see. Again, she got billing above other people sometimes. Love in Vegas is what they called it over in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Different title.
And then they changed it because there was a movie in the UK that was called Meet Me in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So they wanted, I guess, to make sure
it was
different.
What does Viva mean?
I don't know.
Viva Las Vegas.
You got me
it's
there.
It's a good name.
It is. And the scene where he performs Viva Las Vegas was one shot.
Oh, wow.
One time, and they got it right. And it's the only known time that they did that, that they didn't have to redo scenes and stuff.
Yeah, I think for Jailhouse Rock, they said he sung it 100 times.
Wow.
I think that's what they'd said.
Wow. So as far as great as all of those songs are, one of my favorite songs is when she and Elvis are singing, you know, The Gentleman Thinks Too Much and The yeah. Lady. I love the play off of each of them.
Yes.
You know, the way that they're both so sure of themselves, but we as standing outside know that they really are falling for each other.
Yes.
You know, I think it's... Gosh, no, it's not on the boat. I think they're at the Flamingo,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Which is still standing.
Still standing, as a matter of fact. And I want to say, Elvis fans, please don't get me wrong, or Flamingo fans.
Oh, yeah, we made a few mistakes.
Oh, I'm sure we have. I want to say that the pool and stuff is set up the same way. I think I read that they have redone it,
but
they
kept
it the way that
original.
It was. Like restored.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to ask Angela and Damon to go check it out for me.
Wow.
The car that Rusty drives is a Triumph.
Okay.
You know, not just a Triumph of Goodwill. and let's see. There was one other thing I'd really seen that I thought was neat. Oh, it was something. Here it is. The statues of the camels outside the Sahara are also featured in Ocean's 11 back in 1960.
Oh, okay.
And originally made of plaster. They got worse for wear over the years. They've since been replaced by modern streamlined metal sculptures. So if you see the original Ocean's 11, you'll see those statues too.
Yeah, with Frank Sinatra.
With Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
That's cool.
So that's my favorite. What do you? So you like that movie?
I do. Yeah. I do. Another one I like. You asked for my alternates. Clam Bake was a good movie.
Clam Bake. Okay.
Yeah, that was another good movie.
That's the one that takes place up in like New England.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. There's so many, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad he only made 31 of them. You know, I would have taken 31 more, even if he's singing at all of them, you know. But we do have him for 31 movies,
yes.
You know. We'll never lose that.
No, no, no. And it is a shame that he didn't get to do, you know, more.
Right, so. Right.
But any others that really stick out?
Let's see. Kid Galahad, the boxing
movie. Oh, the boxing one, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Gosh, who's this manager in King, in Kid Galahad?
Oh,
it's like a big actor.
Yes, look it up while I'm talking. Oh, I'm trying to think of the other movie that I like. Which one was it when he played a twin? Was that Double Trouble?
Oh, you got me there.
He played a twin. That was a good movie too. I liked it. It was cheesy. It was all nothing but. Singing and talking and, you know, but he had a twin, the country twin and then the city twin.
Oh, okay.
So he played two parts. That was pretty cool.
It wasn't his manager I was thinking of. But one of the fighters was Charles Bronson.
Oh,
that's who it was.
Okay.
I picked up the DVD of this movie at the Dollar Tree, and he's on the cover. So it's like a scene where they're in the boxing ring, but they're in his corner.
Yes.
So I think that's... But supposedly Bronson didn't speak to Elvis and kept his distance while filming.
Really? He's one of those method actors?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Stay away.
And this is also Ed Asner's
movie debut. Oh, yeah. Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So.
Another one was Stay Away, Joe. I can't remember what that was about. Do you know?
Stay Away, Joe?
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember that. I know the
That's
title.
That's one with Burgess Meredith.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Burgess Meredith. This is interesting. A mixed-race American Indian rodeo champ returns to the reservation to help his people out.
Oh, that's
maybe that
like...
could also lead to why the Flaming Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Stay Away, Joe.
Wow. That's
a pretty
good
cool.
One. Yeah, Double Trouble does look like it's twins.
Okay. Yeah. He played both parts. I guess he got paid twice.
Hey, that'd be nice. So Spin Out.
Okay.
I think was another one.
Another race one.
Yeah. And then what was another one he did where he was like Roustabout.
Roustabout. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Live a Little, Love a Little.
Okay. Kissing Cousins.
Yes.
That was...
Who was the female star in that?
I want to say it was Debbie...
Reynolds?
Yeah, but she was in another movie called...
She was in It Happened at the World's Fair.
Okay. All right. That must be what I'm thinking of. He returns to the Smoky Mountains to convince them to let him build a missile site. Wow, that's interesting.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Von Craig was in this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Passed away in 2015. I remember that.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he had a lot of movies with a girl title, like Girl Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, Girls, Girls. Yes.
The movie's so good, they made a Motley Crue video out of it.
That's right, Motley Crue.
Wow.
Definitely. Very cool.
Well, great. So this is the point of the show where we decide what we want to do next. Do you want to take a break from Elvis and do something else? Do you want to work on Norman Lear favorite episodes?
I thought we had come up with sci-fi TV series.
Sci-fi TV series.
We're supposed to do that one in about 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. That sounds good.
In December.
God, I don't remember, man. That's why I bring this book everywhere with me.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a big one.
Sci-fi TV series.
There's 100,000 series.
Are there? I didn't realize there were that many series.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the homework early. I appreciate that.
Oh, hey, you know me, man. I know my numbers.
Because I know you're still working on dial-up, so it takes you a while.
My VCR is running right now. It's running right now.
Recording stuff off the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do next then. TV series of sci-fi.
Maybe we can get old Kevin to come join us for that one.
That would be...
Because there's so many series.
Yeah.
It would be good to have another person.
It would. But you know what would be good is if we could get him back for our favorite Next Generation episodes.
We haven't done that yet. We did Classic, right?
No, I'm sorry.
No.
We need to do Classic.
Yeah, we did Next Gen.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we'll go to a store to do the sci-fi series.
Yeah. We'll call him. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because we still have to do DS9, Voyager, Enterprise, Discovery, Lower Decks.
Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, they're the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for doing all of this research. I really appreciate you having us here at the alternate site for the Plastic Microphone Studios.
Oh, I love it. Again, it wasn't perfect, but we did what we could.
That's right. And I'd also like to thank all of you out there in the podcast universe for joining us for this episode of Fave Five for Fans. You can find us and more from the Plastic Microphone Studios wherever you catch your podcasts. New episodes come out every Friday morning, so check your feeds. It would be a massive help if you would consider leaving us a review and that all-important 5-star review. You've given us a 5-star review, haven't you?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You better have. If you like the show, please consider telling a friend about us. And if you don't like the show, maybe consider telling that Italian rich mogul who thinks his car is better than yours about the show, and maybe it'll ruin his afternoon or just confuse him in general. You can find us on our website and on all the regular social media places. And don't forget to check out our other show, Complete Disarray with Jamie Ray, where we'll take one topic and just ramble on and on and on about it.
Sounds like fun.
It's like a completely fun way that people, you know, want.
That's cool. That's kind of like when we did our first show. We just talked about anything and everything that came up.
That's right. That's laying all the groundwork.
That's cool.
So that's just another project of the Plastic Microphone Studios, whether you like it or not. And remember, folks, it may not be the best. It may not be the most popular. But if it's your favorite, then it's good enough for us. Thank you for joining us. Chuck, sing us out.
Later, dudes.
That wasn't singing. Come on.
That's good enough.
Viva Las Vegas.
I might lose fans. I only have three. I was on that midnight flight, the burning hands pointing at the wall.